Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless the job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello and welcome to the Career Changers, the show that shares the most inspirational career change stories with the world. I'm your host, Elisa Martinic, and today we are going to talk about the challenges of career change for parents with Christelle Pilot, life coach and trainer. We will discuss how she managed to change her career successfully from international sales manager in engineering to life coach and trainer, and the wider challenges of transitioning career while having children. Mm-hmm. Hi, Christelle. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you. So we have snow right now. So today, the first day we have snow here. Very nice.
We are all in lockdown. Where are you based?
I'm based in Germany, in Frankfurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are in London.
I'm French, because I'm so on. So. Yeah. So French, living in Germany.
Mm. Okay. So before we start talking about the challenges of changing career while having children, a topic that is definitely super hot at the moment due to the pandemic, I would like you to share with our listener your career change story. Mm-hmm. Like for many of us, it started when you decided to follow your mind more than your heart when choosing what to study at university. So you ended up on a path that you weren't really passionate about. What can you tell us about that experience?
Yes, indeed. So as I was 18, I wanted to study psychology because I was already in a lot of seminar and so on. So I found that very interesting. But at that time, I can remember that a lot of person told me, oh no, you know, psychology, it's not really sure and it's better to start with something else. So I decided to go to engineering and I became a chemical engineer. And it was nice, but not really what I was passionate about. And so I developed my career in this direction during 15 years. And every time I had the idea to change, so as I had my first child, then I was thinking about changing and going back to psychology. My husband told me, no, it's not a good idea. And so, and we wanted to have a second child directly after. So I said, okay, why not? I stay there or I go to an MBA or something like that. So I started to look for MBAs. And so we had our second child. And so I moved to international sales in the pharmaceutical and chemical world. And I really like the part, the psychological part. So really, so how to connect with my distributor, how to understand a different culture, because I had to do with India or China or Japan and so on. So I found that very interesting to motivate people and so on. but at some point I felt that it was a lot of effort, a lot of traveling, a lot of compromise, because at that time I had already two children, and for something that I wasn't really sure that it was, I was unfazing the values of the company I was working on. And the problem of that, it was, I'm very integral. I like to do what I think. And the problem of that, it was, I was always more depressive. So I had this period when I just didn't want to do anything. My motivation was very low, and it was difficult to stand up the morning. And until one point where I can remember, I thought, I can really not continue this way, because I'm losing myself. I losing my marriage. It was not that good anymore. And what I'm teaching my children right now, it's definitely not what I want to teach. I want to teach them that we can have all, and you can have a fulfilled life and be happy. And this was not what I had at that moment. So it looked good, but it wasn't inside. So at that moment, I decided to change everything, to change my career, to come back to my heart, not only my mind, and to change my family as well, to change how it worked in the family.
So what challenges did you have personally to face during the career change process?
So at that time I had, so as I started to change, so it was going back to school, so to a coaching school, because you cannot become a good coach without this process. So I had 2-3 small children. So one came into the process, so I started already to learn to be coach, and the third child came. So I had to look at the organization at home, because when you have three small children at home, it's a lot of work. I had to look at the acceptance that I'm changing my career with my husband, because he wasn't very happy about this new project. And then I had slowly to, I have to find 10 hours time. So it's about 10 hours to go through the educational part of being coach. And I think when you start a new business, you really have to put like about 10 hours a week to start this new project, and my fears as well. Yeah,
it's quite common for everyone that want to change career to have to, we deal with many challenges, and it's not everything's like sale planning. In your new career as a life coach and trainer, you have helped more than 300 children and families to feel happy and free. How do you support parents that want to change their career? You have a quite different approach compared to other coaches, at least for what is my knowledge or what I've been around. I know you're really focusing on helping families and families to thrive.
Yes. So what I have seen during my changes is that I really had to deal with the new career, to deal with all that, but I had to deal with the family part. And what I have seen that with the coaches I was with, that they kind of never really took this part seriously. So every time it was, oh, you have to do that. Yeah, but I don't know, because I have the children and so on. And they were all always like, are you motivated or not? Do you want to commit or not? And yeah, sure, I want to commit, but still I cannot just ignore that I have three small boy at home. And so I felt frustrated about that, and I wanted to have a space to have parents there to, okay, I understand your struggle at home, I understand everything you have to do at home, it's just a lot. How can we work with that to help you to continue your project? So what I do with my clients is we look at where they are right now. And if they have like a big family, small children, something it's not working well there. So we look at that first. We look at finding time, finding energy, building a team there, and in order that this part work good. And then we look at the career, what kind of new career they would like to have, what kind of life mission they have, or they can find, what they are passionate about, and how to put that in action. So it's really depending. For some parents, the family part is working very good and they have enough time and energy, then we go direct to the career part. But some of them, we already have to work there.
Yeah, sounds really interesting. And especially at the moment where many country schools are closed, so parents are all busy with homeschooling, and this is creating quite a lot of stress for everyone.
Yeah.
So with your experience in working with parents and families in general, what are the biggest challenges of changing a career while having to look after children, especially at this time when there is an ongoing pandemic?
At this time, it's just it's a huge challenge. So already if you are a family when both parents work and then you have the kids at home. So I have three children, 6, 9, and 11, and the school are closed in Germany. So I know exactly how it feels to have children at home. But that's why it's so important to build a functioning family, because if your family is not cannot function without you, so it's just not possible to start something beside. So it's just not possible. So really, you have to look at having your children as independent as possible. And that's something you cannot just start right now. So I just put a video online to explain how I do to be able to work 40 hours a week, even with my three children at home. And some of parents say, yeah, but your children are different. Well, they didn't, they might be different now, but it's because I put a lot of effort to have them as independent as possible. And it's not something I started last month. It's something I started as they have been 3 years old or something like that. So really, it's working about the independency of the family. It's working about looking at what is very important, the priorities you have, and really look at the top priorities and let go of the rest. And simplifying a lot of things and looking for support inside the family or looking for support outside of the family. It's really depending. For sure, if you have small children, like 3 years old, something like that, you cannot really ask your children to be quiet during the day. That's more difficult. Then there it's really for looking for support with your partner or the other children or outside of the family. So yeah, it's what I would say.
Yeah. I guess for many parents, and not only parents, at the moment, one of the biggest challenges is actually probably their own mental health, because they may struggle with the way they feel. So then to organize the daily life, thinking about a career, a profession, and also there is all this uncertainty going on. Many people may be losing their jobs. It all must feel too much. So what are some tips that you can give them to at least start to think on how to overcome those challenges to changing career while being a parent and also probably feeling overwhelmed?
My tips to not feeling overwhelmed is to try to be as present as possible. So that means that I try really not to go what is going to happen next week regarding school, for example, or something like that, or all the things I have to do and something like that, but just say, okay, here is my to today. I have my list of things to do today, and I'm going through that, and I'm forcing myself not to think about tomorrow. Because if I think about all the challenges coming, it's why like, oh my God, it's not going to be possible to do all that. So I really try to stay today. And today I have maybe only two or three challenges and that's it. So I don't sum up all the my challenges. And what I suggest as well, and so what we do in my training is really to look at what is important for me, why it is important for me, and to have that always so close to me. And every time I have to take a decision, so I look at it, I know why I take my decision, and then I stick to that, and I don't listen to the judgment or things like that. Like right now, so in Germany, they choose to open up again the schools, but only for a few parents. So for the one who cannot have the children at home. And there is a lot of parents having troubles to send the people, the children in the school and having a bad feeling about that. But I think, you know exactly why you do that. And at the moment you took the decision, you stop thinking about it and you move forward. So just don't ruminate it. Don't think too much about it. Don't think about what people would think about it and something like that. So, and again, as well, if you have to, if you are in the change right now, so maybe it's okay to be a little bit slower right now because it's a very difficult situation if you have your children at school. And it's fine to be slower, but continue to do even a little bit. So baby step, always doing baby step. Sometimes baby steps are a little bit bigger, sometimes a little bit slower, but thinking, okay, I have done my step today, it's good, fine. And in 1 month, maybe I'm going to be able to do bigger step. So trying to see always the positive, not what we don't do good, but what we do good.
Okay. I was thinking about children. We all been through all these, this endless time, frustrating time. But I think adults in some way, of course, they're going to have all this feeling of... these uncomfortable feelings and maybe the struggles of practicalities of life. But I think adults, because they are adults, they can voice their discomfort or they can find ways to feel better. And sometimes children are actually the one that they don't know how to express their feelings, or they may be left behind, especially in certain situation or with the school closed, they don't have their friends. So you're running a specific program that is called the Happy and Focus Program. And you're teaching attention, emotional balance, and positive mindset to children. What is the positive impact of this program, both of on children and busy parents' lives?
Yes, exactly. So like on Saturday this week, I'm doing like nonviolent communication course or something like that. So what I give I give a space to the children to learn to meditate, to learn to be more emotionally intelligent, to learn to have more empathy as well. So in the program you speak about, it's really, there is one part where children learn to meditate. They learn to be in touch with the emotional world inside and to have some tools as well to protect themselves. So to have some tools to change the emotion state if they want, to have some tools to, if someone is not nice with them, to protect themselves, say, no, I don't want to listen to that. So I give some tools there to deal with emotions. And I give some tools there be more motivated about the homework, because there is a lot of children that are not motivated because they don't know how to do the homework and they think they are not good enough. And the thing is that when we think we are not good, we don't really want to go in this direction. But though I try to change the mentality and to say, you are not good yet, or you would like to be better, but you just have to do some steps and you are going to be better. So it's not, it's like moving mindset. It's not fixed, but you can change how good you are in stuff. And there again, I give some different tools and I give process how to work better. So the kind of things, so maybe to clean your desk and to have a routine and to do some breaks and to have mental affirmation and so on. So it's not something I would suggest to do right now for very busy people, parents, because they are busy right now. So if they put that on top, because I think parents should do it with the children, that has more impact. But it's definitely things I use for me with my children in order for them to do their homework alone without me. And that's why they are so independent. That's why they do their homework without me, and I don't have to motivate them for doing the homework because they feel comfortable doing that.
Mm. Yeah, I can really see that as an adult myself. I see when I don't feel good at something, I want to avoid it at all costs.
Exactly. And very often we have these limiting beliefs that, oh no, why doing that? I'm not good enough. And this limiting belief is something that we learn to, we learn that small and we carry it on. And it's something I suggest parents to learn to change for themselves. And when they are used to change that for themselves, then they are going to be able to change that in the mind of their children. Because the problem with parents is that when we have limiting beliefs, we give all our limiting beliefs to our children, consciously or unconsciously. And that's the problem. That's why I don't want to work only with children. I want to work with parents, because when parents feel empowered, free, and they feel the strong capability to change things and to develop projects and to fight for it, they are going to give that to their children, even if they don't think about it, because the children, they are going to see that every day. They are going to see the behavior of the parents and they are going to do exactly the same. So we don't have to explain that. They are like, they do it by themselves. They see it by the parents, and they just do it.
Your approach, as I say at the beginning, is quite unique. As in your work, you don't just focus on the individual, but on their needs to create harmony and balance at home first, so they can thrive in their professional life. Why this is so important?
During the last, the first lockdown, I felt very good. So I had the three children at home, and it was very busy, very intense, but it was very nice. And I didn't felt alone. I felt with my team. So I felt very good. And I thought about that. And I thought, why I'm feeling so free, even if I'm stuck at home? And like 7 years ago, I felt locked and I could go around the world. And my vision of that is that because I feel good with me, I feel good with my job, and I feel good with my family. And if one of that doesn't work, your life is not a fulfilled life. If you don't feel good with your family is not working, and you feel stuck with your family, something is not working properly. If you don't feel good with your career, or with what you do during the day, it's not necessarily a job, it might be something else, it's fine. You don't have to do a career. But if you don't feel good with the big activity you have during the day, you don't feel good, you don't feel fulfilled. If you don't feel good with yourself, that suck as well. So you don't feel good neither. So I found at the end that even if you're a career person, but you have family, you have to take care of your family in order to feel good. And if you don't take care of your family, and at some point your family is in a real dysfunction, then it's going to be a problem for your career anyway. If at some point you have to divorce, or your children are going to be problematic with as teenager time or something like that, you are going to have a struggle. So at some point, the family is very important. If you don't have a functioning family, the rest is not going to function either. You are going to have less energy, less time for your project. If you don't feel good with yourself, again, that's going to be complicated with your career or with your family, because I don't know how it is for you, but at some point I was, at the time where I was more or less depressive, it was like, oh, I'm not good. I'm not good at my work. I am not a good mom anymore because I don't want to cook very nice things because I just want to lay my bed and so on. So at that point you are so upset with yourself that is an impact with your family and with your job. So for me, the three points are important and have an impact on other points. That's why I take care of all that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And as I say, it's quite a unique approach. Generally, from what I see here, or if I speak with other coaches, there is more of an individual approach. But I do believe, also there is all this, positive thinking where it seems everything is dependent on us, that we can change everything and do everything. But I also believe that actually the environment around us has an impact. So to integrate all those aspects when we are looking at improving our lives is definitely essential.
I agree. I see so many parents feeling very alone. So like they have a family, but they don't feel really, they have to push the family or to pull the family. And when there is teenager there, so it's complicated, or whether the partner is not doing what they would like to, it's complicated. And they feel very, very alone there. And there is a lot of mom like that, but dads like that as well. So they are like, I don't know, when I feel with my family, I have the impression that it's extra weight. And I feel it's a pity. And I feel that we can change that and we can have this loving family when you come home and, okay, I had this struggle today. And somehow you have the energy coming back and pushing you and saying, we are going to find a solution together. You don't have to have to deal alone with everything. And so that's my belief. So I believe that a family can be something very inspiring. We have, as parents, we have to be inspiring for our children, but they can inspire us as well. And they can have a great leadership role as well in the family. So the leaders are parents, but at some point it can change, or the team can be so strong that the leader feel that they have a team, they have something working with them, not against them.
That sounds good. Once you've been doing your work with your clients and harmony is restored at home, what are initially the changes that you see probably in your clients once they reach that step? And how then are they able to progress in thriving in their professional lives?
Yeah, so usually, so my clients, so first they gain self-confidence. They think, oh, that's possible. I can really do something differently. And it's even possible with the family. Because a lot of parents, they just think it's just not possible because there is no time, there is nothing left somehow. And they are in the movement all the time. So the first thing that, okay, oh, it's possible. And they have the self-confidence and the confidence that life can be different. And then they can see that they have more time and they have more energy. And when you have more time, more energy, and that you see that your family is not paying your selfishness, because a lot of parents think like that. If I change career, I'm going to take time and money maybe for me and not for the family. And that's the problem. So when they see that they can be more selfish and that they are going to gain time and energy, and that is good for the family too. And then the family is doing great. So they are ready to start something new. And sometimes they have already an idea. Sometimes they have no idea. They say, okay, I'm not happy right now, but I don't know what to do next. And then it's where we look at, I have a program where we look at three different projects. So we look at what passionate them, what motivate them, what they are good at, all the stuff like that. And when we look at three different kind of projects, what they really would like to do and how to do that. And then it's the start of something. Sometimes it's okay, I'm sure now I want to do that. I want to go in this direction. And a lot of customers, they start to educate themselves again, they change completely, or they stay where they are, but they find something slightly different, or they start a new activity outside of the job, depending.
In your experience as a life coach, what are the main reasons that can hold people back to achieve their full potential? You mentioned like probably self-esteem earlier.
Yeah. Well, I think the first reason is that they don't know what is their own potential. I think that's the first reason. So, yeah, they don't know they have a bigger potential, or they don't know what it should be. The second reason, I think, is that it's a limiting belief. It's something like, why do I think that I could do something different? Why should I think that I'm someone special? Why should I jeopardize the family balance for my own well-being? So it's all these limiting beliefs starting to stop them. So you know where you are, it's good enough. So stay there, it's safe enough. And who are you to try to change that? And the last thing is, I think it's fear of judgment, fear of failure, self-esteem problem. So fear that it's not going to, they are not strong enough, that they are not going enough, again, with the time and the money and the energy. Fear because the partner is not really into it, or the environment is not really, very happy about the changes.
To conclude, is there any other message you would like to give to our listeners, and where and how they can contact you?
I would say everything starts with baby steps. So it's not telling yourself, I'm going to change everything like tomorrow, but starting to think, okay, what kind of baby step could I do? Maybe it's just one call, it's just one email, it's just one book, it's just one form to fulfill. So one step after one step, baby steps. So right now, if you have children at home in your arms, just a baby step. But if you do every day a baby step, like every day 1% of what you should do to achieve the change, so after 100 days you have it, you have your 100%. So just be indulgent with yourself and do baby steps. And how to contact me, so that could be a baby step. Well, I'm kind of everywhere, so you can tip Christel Pilot, and I have my website, christelpilot.com. I am on Facebook, I am on LinkedIn, and it's my name. It's only my name, and you can find me directly. And I have a lot of free resources, free trainings, and just contact me, and we can speak.
Thanks. And really, the last question, if you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self?
So I would say, what I would say to my younger self changing career, it would be, so like 7 years ago or 5 years ago, it would be reach out to people. So don't try to do that by yourself alone, but connect. And because I have seen that during a while, I tried to do everything alone. And well, it wasn't really good, effective. So I decided to change my my strategy, and I decided to reach out to other friends, other coaches, to take coaches and so on. And that really helped me a lot. And I think as parents, we don't have time and energy to lose. So that's why the best way, so I would say, go and find your mentor as soon as possible. Go and find the person that can help you to do the baby steps. You don't have to suffer for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Christelle, for your wisdom and your insight and for sharing with us your career change story.
It was very nice being with you.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you to our listener as well. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in soon for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers.
Yes, and I think exactly so, like for people wanting to change career, so what you do is just great, because then they see that it's possible. They see that there is a lot of person doing it, and then they can reach out to this person. So it's definitely one, this kind of support is so important. So thank you for
Christelle. Thank you very much.